Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, I do, eh?
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us.
China developed tofu 2,500 years ago and is really the mother of tofu.
Today's guest is Matthew Schmidt, the owner at the Tofu Shop here in Arcata. Matthew, how did you get started in the tofu business?
It was a little bit of an accident. I was involved with a food co-op in Colorado, and there was a fellow there that made a very small amount of tofu for the little co-op. He taught a friend of mine who taught me. I was in Colorado in 1977.
And what brought you to Humboldt County?
It was very, very rural there. I mean, even more rural than Humboldt.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking for a little larger community. I didn't really plan on making tofu again because it was pretty hard.
So then you decided, though, that this community needed
manufacturing. Yeah, the year I moved here, it's kind of like now. It was kind of a depressed economy. I was having trouble finding enough work to really survive, and so decided to go ahead and make a leap. There already was a kind of informal group of people here that were making tofu on a small scale, kind of in their kitchens,
uh-huh.
and selling it at fairs and stuff like that, but I went ahead and made the leap and opened a store. So that was in 1980.
Did you have mentors in the food business?
I didn't have a specific mentor. I just learned as I went along from just about everybody that I could. But a lot of it has been just kind of a learn as you go.
Mm-hmm.
Within the tofu industry, back then there was kind of a loose federation of tofu makers
mm-hmm.
all over the country. There was a lot of traveling and sharing of notes and stuff like that.
And you make it in small batches. Is that important to stay with the small batches?
Well, the reason we're doing small batches is because, you know, particularly where we live is so rural up here, it doesn't justify us to make the next leap to the next generation of equipment. And when you do that, you no longer do tofu in batches. It's more of a continuous flow all day
mm-hmm.
long. The grinder just runs all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And the cooking, instead of being done in an open kettle, it's all done in enclosed pipes that are injected with steam. You know, it's debatable, but there is a certain school of thought that says the open kettle tofu, it's more traditional, tastes better. That's what we're doing right now. You know, what we're doing is real traditional style and more of an artisan level product. You know, I would like to think you get a little more of a sweet, delicate flavor. Definitely more of a crafting of the food.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely our labor costs are higher.
Uh-huh.
There are some benefits. I think our customers probably get a superior product.
How far geographically away from Arcata do you sell your product?
Our longest distance customer right now is Ocean Beach People's Co-op in San Diego.
Oh, that's quite a ways, yeah.
And we're up in southern Oregon,
okay.
and points in between. We work with organic produce companies that come to Arcata with refrigerated trucks
mm-hmm.
to take our product back out of here to other communities. And so we largely deal with the customers that buy produce from those organic produce companies, which are mostly co-ops, natural food stores, you know, and that kind of, as opposed to the major chains.
Sure.
Although we are up in our area, we are in all the chains.
What are the other products that you make? I know, of course, you make the soft and the firm tofus.
Right. We have a full variety of what I call fresh tofu.
Uh-huh.
We have tofu burgers, tofu sausage patties, smoked tofu snack sticks, deli slicers, tofu that's been infused with international spices, and then also a line of spreads and fresh soy milk.
Do you think most of the people that buy your tofu products are vegetarians, or you kind of cater to that vegetarian market?
I would guess that most of our customers are not vegetarian. When tofu first became popular in this country, you know, in the late 70s and up till now, it was kind of labeled as a health food. You know, in reality, where it came from in China and Japan, it's not a health food. It's integrated into the diets of those cultures, and it's eaten with meat and eggs and whatever, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of unfortunate that it became almost stigmatized as this kind of, you know, sterile, square health food here. I think it's really kept a lot of people away from it. Well, it has great texture for cooking with
mm-hmm.
and really kind of a subtle flavor when you're able to get it real fresh. But, you know, it's still widely in this culture. It is known as a vegetarian food,
uh-huh.
and there are certainly, for a lot of vegetarians, it's probably one of their main protein sources. It's kind of similar to chicken
uh-huh.
in terms of amount of protein.
Do you cook yourself at home? What's your favorite thing to make with tofu?
I cook simple things, so I usually use something that we make here. My favorites is our tofu cutlets that we make. Our marinated cutlets are just so easy just to dice up and use in stir fries. Our garlic dill spread I use quite a bit. I always keep a tub in the fridge. Kind of like sour cream on your potatoes, or it goes really good with rice.
How about the health benefits of tofu? I mean, I know you've talked about, like, you don't want it to get labeled a health food because it does kind of make you feel like you're taking your vitamins or something like that, but there are certain health benefits of eating soy.
Because it's a protein alternative, people eat less meat, and there's no cholesterol in terms of things like heart disease and clogged arteries and stuff like that. It can help in that particular situation. Mm-hmm. There are other medical studies that have come out linking tofu and like vegetarian diet or tofu and soy to less heart disease, helping in the reduction of certain cancers. A lot of that stuff is still being researched and debated. But everything you eat, I think kind of moderation is the best guide. That's certainly true with tofu and soybeans. If you eat a rounded diet, balanced.
Your waste reduction kind of plan for the tofu shop, I think it's pretty interesting. I mean, I've heard that you have basically one garbage can a week.
Mm-hmm.
How do you accomplish that?
Well, the bulk of our waste is the okara, the bean pulp that we give to the local rancher. But we also have a pretty organized system of containers throughout the shop, with instructions on what can be recycled in those containers. We literally recycle or reuse everything we can. So it comes with first doing an audit of what you're throwing away, setting up an in-house system for catching that stuff before it goes into the trash, and then educating all the employees to make sure that that's followed. It's really easy once you get it into it, and really fun, and I would encourage every business to do it.
Uh-huh.
In fact, every household.
Uh-huh.
Really comes
it's
down
just
to
a matter of setting up the system.
Once you get in the habit of it, all these bells go off if you start
to
trash
something away,
that
your
could
hands start
be
shaking.
Yeah.
If people want to get more information about the tofu shop or find out more about your products, where should they go to find that information?
Well, since we're local, our local customers are free to call us, 822-7401. Mornings are best. They can ask for myself, Matthew. Also, they can look on our website, www.tofushop.com.
Thanks for taking us for this great tour of the Tofu Shop. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with Matthew Schmidt.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and I forgot I do.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call our listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU and KHSR for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.